The following program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.
Portions of the following program may be pre-recorded.
I am Pastor Ernie Sanders, the voice of the Christian resistance. Stay tuned. My radio broadcast, What's Right, What's Left, is coming up right now.
From Independence, Ohio.
We changed our life for the better in many different ways.
Heard around the world every Monday through Friday.
Pastor Sanders is always years ahead of the rest of the media, telling you exactly what they're covering up.
This is What's Right, What's Left.
I tune in every chance I get to hear exactly what's going on with the voice of the Christian resistance.
Unabashedly cutting through the rhetoric by exposing the hard topics facing our society and world.
A lot of the other news media don't pick up the news items like he does.
And bringing to light the enemies of freedom who are out to steal your rights, your children, and enslaving you.
You really get the truth out. I can tune into your show and hear the unvarnished truth. Thank you.
This is What's Right, What's Left with Pastor Ernie Sanders.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of What's Right, What's Left on this Sunday, the 14th day of April, 2024. I'm Radio Pastor Ernie Sanders, and indeed this is the voice of the Christian resistance. More than ever. And in these days that we're living in, perilous times are upon us. We have some very interesting times coming ahead of us this year. We're living in a time when our nation is under siege. We're under attack. But, you know, our own federal government, or once was our federal government, has aligned itself to make war against Christians and conservatives. And so here today, we have such a dearth of courage, when God's word needs to be preached as clear and plain as it can be, we have such a dearth of courage in the pulpit. Now, maybe it's a little better than it has been in the last few years or previous years. It's slightly more actual, real, true shepherds are coming forward to preach. But, you know, I hear things like most of my mail that I get, 98% of it is very positive, and I praise the good Lord for that. But sometimes we get letters from people, and they say that people are accepting abortion. Society is now accepting abortion. Society now is accepting LGBTQ. And if you were to be in step and go ahead and soften your message, you would probably get more people attending your church, more money. Folks, listen. There's plenty of apostates out there. There's plenty of hirelings out there. That's not me. From day one in this ministry that's been here 50 years, from day one, our position has been no compromise, period. And we've held to that for the last 50 years. No compromise. So I'm going to preach what people need to hear and not what they want to hear. I'm not going to tickle any ears. I'm going to hit you right in the behind with the Word of God. And so that's what we're doing here tonight. The title of the message tonight is, Lord, give us life and liberty and good. Lord, give them death, bondage, and evil. Why am I saying that? Well, that's exactly what they're saying. They want their sin. And you see how Kamala Harris ran off to Arizona because of the Comstock Act. And you had the Arizona Supreme Court do the right thing, but for the completely wrong reason. The Comstock Act, still in effect, I think it's 1846 or something, that bans child killing, abortion in that state. And so here that Supreme Court says that law is still in effect. Of course, they don't pay any attention to it. You know, I mean, the lawlessness now, the Democratic Communist Party You've got Katie Hobbs, who wants to turn elderly people like myself into compost. She's a wicked woman. I mean, extremely ungodly, really extremely wicked, ungodly woman. And now here, we're going to start tonight in Deuteronomy chapter 30, starting in verse 11. For this commandment, which I command thee this day, it is not hidden from thee, neither is it far off. It is not in heaven that thou shouldest say, who shall go up for us to heaven and bring it unto us, that we can hear it and do it. Neither is it beyond the sea that thou shouldest say, who shall go over the sea for us and bring it unto us, that we may hear it and do it. But the word is nigh unto thee, even in thy mouth and in thy heart, and thou mayest do it. And so here now, I want to jump over very quickly to Romans chapter 10. And in Romans chapter 10, this same verse is quoted. And here we read, Romans chapter 10, starting with verse 9, that if you shall confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with thy heart men believe unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. And so here we see that when it says thou should be understood as confessing Jesus as Lord, with all such confession implies what? The Greek word they use here is kurios, was applied in the Roman world to the emperor. But here now, in the Septuagint translation of the Old Testament to God, thus confessing that Jesus is Lord meant both renouncing the emperor worship and acknowledging Jesus as God. Here, furthermore, one does not come to Jesus with reservations. Jesus must be accepted as God and as Lord of one's life, and one must confess that he will believe and obey his word unreservedly, and particularly believing in the bodily resurrection, which implies belief also in creation, for only the creator of life can defeat sin. Going back to where we left off in Deuteronomy, now we read here, picking it up, he says, see, I have set before thee this day life and good, and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandments and his statutes, that is judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply, and that the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them, I denounce unto you this day that you shall surely perish, and that you shall not prolong your days upon the land, whether thou possess it over Jordan, to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live, that thou mayest love thy Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is the life and the length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware to thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, to Jacob, and to give them. Now, here, the deathocratic, and I call it deathocratic, satanic collective, is screaming, we want death. That's why Kamala Harris rushed off to Arizona. Now, that Supreme Court and held that law not to save lives, but they did it to infuriate and activate the Democratic Communist Party. And you've got these screaming, unclean women, like Kamala Harris, saying, look, the Constitution gives us the right to kill our child. No, it does not give you the right to kill the child. You know, and saying that, too, I'm a little upset with President Trump, where he's been getting advice from those saying, look, you know, you gotta soften your stance on abortion. And so you've got to give some exceptions, life of the mother, rape or incest. Look, folks, here's what we do, and this has been our policy. We hold to the same policy right here in God's Word, the Bible. And God's Word, the Bible, gives no exceptions, no exceptions. What am I saying? If I'm saying if there's a woman that has got 2 or 3 kids at home and she's pregnant, and for real, that they must lose the child to save her, if that really happened. And I remember going back, and I believe if I remember right, it was back about from 73 to 83. There was a 10-year period of time when the actual government put out the stats on as far as women having to, for real, and I'm talking about legitimate, having to kill their baby to save their own lives. In a 10-year period, there was not one documented case. It is very rare. The problem here also that we have is there's no legitimacy at all within not only the Democratic Communist Collective, but especially the bloody abortion industry. Look, if these people will cut the heads off of live babies, what is it they won't do? They're evil to the core. They're completely corrupt. It's complete evilness out there. And so here, what they do is when they give these, you know, rape or incest, you can't trust them. They'll say whatever. They'll lie. They'll put it down on paper. They're totally and completely corrupted. There's no honor, no integrity, no decency within that collective. And so here, he says, I call heaven and earth to record this day against you that I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thou and thy seed may live. Now, here, again, they're screaming, we want death. With the overwhelming promotion by the mainstream media horse. You know, as we go through this message, it's going to mention 4 categories of horrors in here. One is sexual horrors, unclean women. But the other are judicial horrors. You have religious horrors. Now, in this case, as we go through in the Old Testament, the religious and the judicial were literally the same. Today, you have what they call lawfare, where they're using an extremely corrupt judicial. Tomorrow in New York City, a completely corrupt judicial system, a completely corrupt courtroom, a Hillary Clinton supporter in that corrupt city, Babylon, you have a completely corrupted courtroom, and they're going to go after President Trump. They're scared to death of Trump. They know if he gets back in office that he's got the goods. And these people, pedophilia amongst the Democratic collective is rampant. There's nothing that's no sin that is not embraced and promoted within the Democratic Party collective, folks. They hate Trump. They fear Trump. And that corrupt court. I mean, those courtrooms are so corrupt, it's unbelievable how corrupt they are. Now, they're going to pick a jury tomorrow. And Trump's people are hoping they can actually find maybe one Republican in New York City in that. But you can bet going into it, it's going to be rigged. From the very start, it's already rigged. That judge should have reclosed himself, but he has no honor. He's got no decency, no integrity. An honorable man would have reclosed himself from this. Not this guy. Uh-uh. No. He's even got corruption within the family. And so here, you know, when I think about it, that the media is out there using all of its power to convince the American voter that their moral integrity level is so low that they believe that a woman does have a constitutional right to kill her baby. In other words, they bring up all these phony polls and they say, you see here, here's what you people in America believe. You believe it's all right for a woman to kill her baby, that she has a constitutional right. Now, all you have to do is convince God of that. It's not going to happen, folks. God's immutable. He doesn't change. And listen, he's the one that does the judging. You folks out there, you Democrats, are the ones that are going to get judged. That's reality. And so here now, in the immortal words of Forrest Gump, stupid is as stupid does. Convince the media horse. See, those are the four groups. You have the judicial horse, what they call lawfare, the religious horse out there today. You've got the media horse out there today. And, of course, you've got the sexual horse out there today. Very, very rapid in the day, the perilous days that we're living in here. And so, and as we go through scripture here, you'll hear it literally spelled out. You know, we had people wanting to know, Pastor, you know, good, if you soften your message, well, I'm not going to soften my message, but what Bible characters can you give us that preach the way you do? Well, folks, I preach right from literally, from it's written, spelled out for me right from God's Word, the Bible, starting with Noah, and of course the Lord Jesus Christ, the John the Baptist, the Apostle Paul, the Apostle Peter, Jude, James. I preach exactly, literally, word for word, what they preached, right from the Word of God. And so here, and see, that's the problem you have out there. These people are in such deception. So they have to run out and they find one of over 200 perversions of the Bible, one that have been written to say what they want to say, and they try to use that to justify their sin. Well, you know, they're in for a rude awakening. God, again, doesn't change. He's immutable. His word stands forever. That's why it's so good for you to stay right with the King James Bible. And so here now, we keep hearing the fake news media. They don't even refer. I mentioned this before. I was so angry when I heard them on that Spectrum One News referring to the killing of babies as the procedure, in other words, the decapitating of little babies, using them, removing their organs while they're alive without anything for pain, because they can't diminish the organs, they can't use anything for pain. These are wicked people, absolutely wicked people. And what are they saying? Spectrum One News refers to it as a procedure. Is there no shame there? In fact, folks, I don't know of one left in any of the mainstream media. I don't know of one journalist left out there at all, with the exception maybe on Fox News. Waters, I would consider him a journalist. The Laura Ingraham, along with Hannity, but other than that, folks, they're just not there. What they call the mainstream is completely void, completely void. They're hacks. They're media whores. To them, they don't use the word lying. I mean, they are deceptive, and they're drooling now because tomorrow they're going to pick a jury for Trump's trial, and they hate this man. They hate this man because they're afraid he's going to expose their corruption. And so here now, I wanted to go over to Proverbs chapter 8 here. And in Proverbs chapter 8, we read just two verses, 35 and 36. We read this. For whoso findeth me findeth life, and shall obtain favor of the Lord. But he that sinneth against me wrongeth his own soul. All they that hate me love death. Well, folks, the entire Democratic collective, they love death. They want to make it a law that as soon as a Down syndrome baby is diagnosed as Down syndrome, kill him. Don't allow any Down syndrome babies to be born. They want to do the Nazi Hitler Germany stuff with and do away with the elderly, what they call useless mouths to feed. These people are wicked. They are Democratic Communist Party is completely corrupted. And here, so here, and with President Trump, I encourage President Trump to take the biblical stand. It's better to be biblically correct and instead of politically correct. And I would take the biblical stand, no compromise, period. So now, here, I want to go to Hosea chapter 4. In Hosea chapter 4, we're reading here, starting with verse 6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee. And thou shalt be no priest to me, saying how thou hast forgotten the law of God, I will also forget thy children. There is so much in this one verse. Here, he said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The knowledge he's referring to is God's word, God's word, God's laws. Because thou hast rejected knowledge. And that is what's happening today. Believe me, again, the entire Democratic collective. But you've got also today a mindset out there that you have people say, look, I'm not on God's side and I'm not on Satan's side. I just want to be left alone. I don't want it. Now, folks, let me tell you, when you've said that, someone has said, I don't want to be on God's side and I don't want to be on Satan's side. Look, by saying that, you already placed yourself on Satan's side. You've already placed yourself on Satan's side. And this is exactly what he's talking about. You're biblically illiterate, and you're condemning your own mouth. It's condemning you. And when he says that, because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will reject thee, that thou beest no priest to me. Well, you say, well, you know, Pastor, I'm a Christian, but I'm not a priest. Well, if you're a Christian, you're a priest. And by making such a statement tells me that you're not biblically literate, because the Bible makes it very clear that all born-again believers are a royal priesthood. They're a nation of priests. They're living stones with Jesus Christ, and Christ alone, as their high priest and intercessor between us and the Father. The office of the priesthood ended at Calvary when the veil of the temple was rent. And from top down, and the sky darkened, and the earth quaked, and the graves opened, Jesus said, "It is finished." From that time, we no longer had to offer up our sacrifices to go through a priest to reach the Father. We became priests, and there was no longer that veil of the temple. We are under the Spirit and not the letter of the law. Now, that's what God's Word, the Bible, teaches. That's what God teaches. Okay? And so here he says, "Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children." Our poor children. Our poor children today in America. I feel so bad for those that cannot afford to go to a Christian school, or those that can't be homeschooled by godly parents. Now, I have noticed that in some public schools, they've realized, look, we better try to clean our act. We better try to clean up. Our people are going to continue. We won't have any students left if we don't try to clean up our act a little bit. And we can't keep dumping pornography and indoctrination on the students. Because people, one thing good about what happened during COVID is so many of the parents found out what their children were really being taught. And they weren't really happy with it, folks, in the public school system. So, and look at the children today. It's a terrible thing. The child sex trafficking is horrible. Divorce is so high. You know, all of those years in the prison ministry, actually, it was 45 years where I was actively visiting prisons up on death row. And today we're still engaged with the prison ministry, but I'm not actively visiting like I did all those years. And so I guess it's because the inmates got older. Well, anyhow, but folks, so many, one of the things that all of those men had in common, they had, you know, two things they had in common mostly. One is they all came from single-parent homes, and it was always a mother without a father in the home. That was the number one thing that those inmates had in common. They all grew up without a father in the home. And we have a society today, and, you know, the Bible teaches clearly that men, the enemy attacks men in the area of their pride, but women in discernment. And today what's happening is that is so plain to see, because nowadays you have more and more women attending the universities, the corrupt college universities, for indoctrination. They're becoming woke-a-dopes. Woke-a-dopes today. And fewer men are attending, and more of the men now are going back to the trades, which is smart. And also you have the men, because the young men, because of the anti-man atmosphere within our society, a lot of the young men are becoming more and more conservative. They're moving farther to the right, where the young women, the college girls, are moving farther to the left. You know, it's pretty bad when you have prostitutes in these resort areas, and that when they tell you, when they make a statement that they're professionals, they charge a fee. Now, they don't refer to themselves as whores, these prostitutes, okay? They charge a fee, and they know how to keep free of diseases. In other words, they refer to it as, like, prostitution is an honorable profession. But the irony is this. They complain that the competition with the college girls today, they give it away for nothing. And where the prostitutes have to, you know, have to complain. I mean, that has gotten pretty bad. But that's what America has done. They've gotten pretty bad. And so here, the morality amongst the young women has hit an all-time low, okay? And so here now, he goes on to say, they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. Boy, if that's not happened in America, and that's not happened around the world, you know, one thing about America and Israel today, you know, we've always been the best of allies. And one thing is they are so much in their sin. You know, Israel is a very, very sinful nation, rebellious nation, just like America. Just like America. But Israel, per capita, per population, is even worse than America. And so you have a lot of people saying that's why they're anti-Israel. You know, the Bible teaches this. God said he would judge his people. God, and boy, has he done that. I mean, boy, has he done that, okay? And Israel has fallen on some very, very hard times, but they're a stiff-necked people. And when they prospered, they didn't glorify God and credit God for their prosperity. No, only a small minority and a remnant in there did. And it's the same with America. The more they prospered, the less they relied and honored God. Only a small remnant left in America holds to the Word of God. And so now here, they said, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on their iniquity. Well, how do they? That means they prosper off the sin. They prosper off the sin of the people. Unbelievable how that happens here. Just, you know, here in America, how they put good for evil. They've turned everything upside down and inside out and backwards. America is in very perilous times. Our federal government has turned against Christians and conservatives. Do you understand? Our federal government, we have become the enemy, the target of the FBI, of the CIA, of all of these agencies, okay? And now, here, the fake news media, the liberal lying news media now, is coming out and they're saying that a new study has shown that all of these young people that were dropping dead from the COVID shot were dying from the COVID shot. Well, folks, the only thing they all had in common was that all of them had taken the kill shot and they died with heart problems. But they just will not call lying lying. They call it the narrative. And this is why you should have absolutely no trust at all in the what they call the mainstream media. They're media whores. This is, as we go through here, we'll see. He says this, they eat up the sin of my people, and they set their heart on the iniquity. There shall be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. Well, God has sent them, righteous priests, righteous prophets. And they come and they said, you know, the prophets say, thus saith the Lord God, okay? And the people said, we don't want to hear that. We don't want to hear anything about our sin. And so, you know, they wanted to stone the prophets and the priests that came to them. And well, what did God say? Here's what he said. And there should be like people, like priests, and I will punish them for their ways and reward them for their doings. In other words, look, all right, that's what you want. I'm going to send you priests and prophets that are even more corrupt than you. Boy, have we seen a lot of that in America, okay, today, folks. I mean, the corruption, again, this is what they call lawfare. The judicial whoredom in America is astounding. He says, for they shall eat and not have enough. They shall commit whoredom. and shall not increase, because they have left off to take heed for the Lord. Whoredom and wine and new wine take away their heart. Now in this passage of Scripture, you're going to see sexual whoredom. You're going to see judicial whoredom, okay? Because the religious whoredom and the judicial whoredom here is one of the same, okay? The religious leaders were also their judges. And he says, my people ask counsel at their stocks, and their staff declareth unto them, the spirit of whoredoms hath caused them to err, and they have gone whoring from under their God. They sacrifice upon the tops of the mountains, and they burn incense upon the hills under oaks and poplars and elms, because the shadow therefore is good. Therefore, they're sacrificing their, they have made the sacrifice of their children, sacrificing their children legal. And as we go through here, we're going to see where God confronts some of these people, and they say, well, don't blame us. We're innocent because our leaders have made it legal. We were just doing what they allowed. Well, folks, let me tell you something. You have to answer for yourself. You have to answer for yourself. You women out there that kill your babies and say, well, it's legal. God will tell you, yeah, but it's not lawful. And you're going to be right in there in that lake of fire with your so-called leaders. He goes on here and he says, therefore your daughters shall commit whoredom. Now he is speaking here to the leaders, which are the men. He's speaking to the men, which are the leaders. And he's telling them that your daughters will commit whoredom. This is sexual sin. And your spouses, so that means their wives. In some places they use that word brides. And your wives shall commit adultery. And then he says, now he's referring to sexual sin. And like I just said before there, when the prostitutes are complaining that they have unfair competition with the college girls in America today, what they're being taught in these universities is that you can have it all. You can have the security of marriage and a family, and have an open marriage where you can have as many sexual partners as you want, a variety, they call, folks, and it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. It's an interesting stat. 91 is the number, and I was reading an article. In fact, we did it here, that nowadays, 91% of the abortions were initiated by women, and here, guess what? After four years of an open marriage, 91% of those marriages end in divorce. It's interesting that the numbers would be the same in that. But here, he says, I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, or your wives when they commit adultery, for they themselves are separated with whores. Now he's talking about the men. The what kind of whores are the men? The whores are the men are the judicial, the judges, and also they're the religious leaders there, and they've gone whoring out from under their God, like it says here, and has caused them to err, and they've gone whoring from under their God. So here he says, he said, for I will not punish your daughters when they commit whoredom, and your wives and spouses when they commit adultery, for themselves are separated with whores, and they sacrifice with harlots. Therefore, the people doth not understand and shall fall. In other words, here, now the men are convicted here of both kinds of sin, of whoredom, both judicial whoredom and both physical, sexual whoredom here too. And so, with that, I got to take a whip my whistle here. With that, I'm going to have to go over to Jeremiah chapter 2, folks. And in Jeremiah chapter 2, we read, starting in verse, I do want to read just one, verse 20. For of old time I have broken thy yoke and burst thy bands, and thou saidest, I will not transgress upon every high hill and upon every green tree that wandereth playing the harlot. Well, here, actually, starting in verse 33, we read this. Why trimmest thou the way to seek love? Therefore thou hast taught the wicked ones thy ways. Now, he's speaking to the nation of Israel as she's a woman. And that's what she's referred to as the wife of God, actually. Also, in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. I have not found it by secret search, but upon all these. Well, these women would sacrifice their children, and the idea was the more pain that the child received as it was being sacrificed, the greater sexual pleasure they would have. And that's not just for the women, that's for the men too, the fathers. But here he's referring to these women as, also in thy skirts is found the blood of the souls of the poor innocents. Now, I've not found it by secret search. In other words, their own mouths, they've condemned themselves with their own words. They've condemned themselves. He goes on to say, now listen, see if this does not sound very, very familiar. See if this is not what's happening in our society today. Yet thou sayest, because I am innocent, surely his anger shall turn from me. Behold, I will plead with thee because thou sayest I have not sinned. So what are they saying? They're saying, look, what we did, our leaders allowed us to do these. That's when you go back to the judicial horse and the religious horse, men, the men here. Therefore, we're not guilty. What are they saying today? The unclean, wicked in this country today are saying, look, it's legal. Killing babies is legal. We have a constitutional right to kill our child. And God says, no, you don't. No, you don't. That's the image of me. And I demand those that sacrifice and shed innocent blood, I demand that their blood be shed by man. Now, folks, let me tell you, at the end of the day, God's going to get his way. Believe me. It's a wickedness. For today, for preachers like me, I'm telling you, I take the stand that killing a baby, no matter how old it is murder. And not only do they want to kill those before they're born today, they want to even kill them after they're born. If they're born with Down syndrome or some kind of what they call a defect. And some of these wicked women are actually breeders where they carry a baby to full for 9 months to give it over to these mad, deranged people that want to experiment on these children. The wickedness is unbelievable, how wicked it is. And so now, so they're saying, look, we haven't sinned. We just did what was legal, what we were allowed to do. Boy, and you know, as they come up with this and they conspire to put their argument before God, they don't even realize that God knows exactly what they're going to say before they do it. They don't realize God reads their thoughts, folks. He goes on to say, why gaddest thou about so much to change thy way? Thou also shall be ashamed of Egypt as thou wast ashamed of Syria. Now, it's an interesting thing because Egypt was referred to, like Babylon, as a wicked, as living in a wicked place. And here, the ashamed is not so much the way we use it, but you're going to be very disappointed with your Egypt, betrayed. And then he says, yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thy hand shall be upon thy head. Now, when the hand's upon thy head, that is a sign of total distress. That was a sign of total distress. For the Lord hath rejected thy confidences. In other words, what you thought you were going to get away with, you were going to convince God or justify your sin, and thou shalt not prosper. Now, if we go over to 2 Samuel, you'll see something here in 2 Samuel. And verse 19, or chapter 13, 2 Samuel 13, verse 19. And Tamar put ashes on her head, and she rent her garment of diverse colors that was on her head, and laid her hand on her head, and went on crying. Well, why did she do that? Well, because Amnon, her brother, well, let me just take back a few verses and read it. And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go for thee? Thou shalt not be one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee. So she's telling her half-brother, look, just ask Dad, and he'll give me to you to wed. Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than she, forced her and lay with her. So he raped her. And Amnon hated her exceedingly, so that he hated her, was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise and be gone. Now, here, you know, it's one thing to totally dishonor a young woman and take her virginity away from her. But even in those cases, if a man did that to a woman, he was expected to marry her. He was expected to marry her. But now, the ultimate dishonor was, he tells her, well, let's read. And she said unto him, there is no cause. This evil is sending me away is even greater than the other that thou did unto me. She said, by doing this, by not taking me as a wife, now that evil is worse than raping me. And then she says, but he would not hearken unto her. Then he called to the servants and ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her. And she had a garment of diverse colors upon her, for with such robes were the king's daughters that were virtuous apparel, that were virgins appareled. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her. And Tamar put ashes on her head, rent her garment of diverse colors, and went and laid her hands on her head. And that means when she has done that, that's the ultimate sign of distress. Now, here, when Absalom, her brother, her other brother, found out what Amnon had done to her, well, things didn't end well for Amnon. Absalom killed him. And so going back to Jeremiah, in that verse 17, and here is God is answering these women. Yea, thou shalt go forth from him, and thine hands upon thine head. In other words, you're going to be in the ultimate distress now, okay? For the Lord hath rejected thy confidences, and thou shalt not prosper in them. In other words, your vain excuses are not going to be recognized in, well, as my old Sarge used to say, you in trouble, boy. Let's go to Psalm 106. And in Psalm 106, we read verse 32 through 42. They angered him also in the waters of strife, so that it went well with Moses for their sakes. No, I'm sorry. Verse 37. Yea, they sacrificed their sons and their daughters unto devils, and they shed innocent blood, even the blood of their sons and their daughters, whom they sacrificed unto the idols of Canaan, and the land was polluted with blood. In America, over 150 million babies have been murdered. Our sewers in America have run red with the blood of innocent children. See, that's a fact, folks, that most people don't want to recognize. This idea, look, if I just pretend it's not happening, you know, I won't be expected to do anything about it. But the Bible teaches us very clearly that we are to resist tyranny, and this is tyranny. It's absolute tyranny. Our federal government has not only declared war on us, they've declared war on our God. And that is not going to end well for them. I sit and I watch Christopher Wray lie under oath, Merrick Garland lie under oath, Moriakis, or whatever his name, lie under oath, Adam Schiff lie under oath. One after the other, after these people sit there, and they say, well, we can lie under oath. Not like you Christians, because if you Christians, we'll prosecute you. But you don't have a Justice Department. Obama made it very clear when he weaponized everything and corrupted. Obama corrupted the CIA. He corrupted the FBI. He corrupted the Justice Department so completely that they're completely and totally corrupted. They're no longer government of the people, by the people. They're federal government that has declared war upon the American people. And they're planning, let me tell you, like Tucker Carlson was right on. He understood when he said the FBI was the cause of that election fraud. It was a coup. And they are so afraid of Trump. They know if Trump gets back in, heads are going to roll. Even if he has to use the military to do it. And folks, don't be surprised if America is on fire this summer. If you have running gun battles within the streets. I have to laugh when Christopher Wray comes out and said, look, we're outnumbered. We can't, there's no way in the world we can stand up against the Chinese. They're the ones that brought in millions of Chinese nationals. Joe Obama Biden brought millions of Chinese military into our country, folks. He goes on to say, thus were they defiled with their own works and went a-whoring with their own inventions. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people. Now listen. Therefore was the wrath of the Lord kindled against his people, insomuch that he abhorred his own inheritance and gave them into the hand of the heathen, and they hated them and ruled over them. That is what is happening today, that's Israel's state of mind, because she has gone away from her God. Their enemies also oppressed them, and they were brought into subjection under their hand. And that's exactly what the Deathocratic Communist Collective has, and that is their plans for us in America today. You got to know that Klaus Schwab recruited Joe Biden in 2014. He created the reset, what he called the reset. He declared that Joe Biden will be used to reduce America to exist in the shadow of China. Joe's job was to destroy American economy, to create a crisis so that the deep state would control the outcome. And Klaus Schwab actually was using Adolf Hitler's agenda. Now, Here, Hitler called it the Fourth Reich. Klaus Schwab refers to it as the Fourth Industrial Revolution here. Remember that Build Back Better that you hear Biden? Well, it was Klaus Schwab that coined that phrase, Build Back Better. And so Schwab says we are going to start poly-crises, so many crises, and then learn to control the income or the outcome. And so here, as we continue on, Klaus Schwab says in his own words, Joe Biden has been his hardest working disciple. According to Schwab, Biden's job was to, again, dismantle the American economy. He started by shutting down our pipelines. Biden is guilty of the highest forms of treason. We're out of time for tonight. And folks, again, all of this is coming up. Now listen, the main thing is this. You're out there, all of you, we're gonna have some very hard times coming in America. You better be prepared. And there's a very good chance, everyone listening to me out there at some time is going to die. And all of what's happening now with me is meaningless if you're saved. If you're saved, folks, you will have an eternity. Now, you say, well, I don't know if I believe it. You will. There's no unbelievers in heaven or hell. You're going to die. That's a fact. And when you do, you're either going to end up in heaven or hell. That's reality. You can believe whatever you want, but that is reality. God has said that. So if I were you tonight, if you have not received Christ as your Savior, I would make sure you do it tonight. Go to the Gospel of John chapter 3, read it and do it. Go to Romans chapter 10, start with verse 7, read it and do it. But again, folks, the time will come. This will happen. There is absolutely no chance that it won't. None. Where the only thing that will matter to you is you're standing with the Lord Jesus. You're either going to heaven or hell. And that's the reality. Now, I know we're out of time. How much time do I have? Okay. We're down to the countdown time here tonight, where we come to every night. And I hope that this message that I've given you tonight, it's a message in reality. It's what people need to hear coast to coast, not what they want to hear. Folks, listen, it's time to get real. It's now or never. Well, as we say at this time, every night at this time, we say to all of you out there, good night. God bless. And remember, always, 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 and I do mean always, keep fighting the fight.
Thanks for listening to the Voice of the Christian Resistance. What's Right, What's Left, hosted by Pastor Ernie Sanders. To learn more about our ministry, please visit us online at www.wrwl.org. Please tune in next time for another edition of What's Right, What's Left.
The preceding program is sponsored by What's Right, What's Left Ministries and is responsible for its content.